You may not think of Las Vegas as a frontier in race relations, but while the city grows in profile and profits, many Black and Latino residents see little benefit from the economic boom. Recently, race relations have worsened. Federal officials have even launched an investigation into one case involving an exclusive country club. In the first of two reports on trouble in the City of Lights, KNPR's Kai Plaskin reports.
Dean Ishman is president of the Las Vegas NAACP, which last month held hearings into allegations of bias citywide.
There's definitely racism going on in Las Vegas. By the number of complaints that we receive in our office, there's no doubt in my mind.
Ishman says the NAACP recorded 240 complaints in the first 60 days this year. Among the alleged victims is 50-year-old Steve Ferguson, a retired former waste manager. Ferguson moved here from Los Angeles 3 years ago to live out his days in the sun at the Southern Highlands Golf Course.
So does it stand to reason that somebody would move here, you know, in a setting like this, only to look at the golf course?
Ferguson paid $90,000 for a golf club membership so he could play on the green just behind his house. As a member, he also had privileges to the clubhouse. It was here that Ferguson says a neighbor first made his views of African Americans quite clear.
The one member who asked me, hey Steve, since all you brothers call each other nigger, is it okay if I call you a nigger? You know, sitting right at the table at the clubhouse, you know, in the men's grill. I said, no, you can't call me that. And I take deep offense that you would even ask me something like that. And then wants to slap me on my back and say, you know, just teasing.
Steve Ferguson says it only got worse. He says shortly after moving in, his daughter and her husband walked up the steps of his home and were greeted by a black and white picture.
As you came through the front door, that was just stuck on the front door with a pin, like a push pin. And again, you know, my daughter came home and found it. They were visiting from California. And, you know, it just scared them so bad they just left.
It was a picture of a man hanging by his neck. On the back was printed a phrase including a racial epithet for black, which read, "The only good blank is a dead blank. Get your black ass out of Southern Highlands." Ferguson complained to the club and the Homeowners Association, hoping they would make clear to the residents that racism would not be tolerated. But he says the Southern Highlands Association refused to investigate the incident. This reporter made a telephone call to the club for comment, but they declined. Since he first complained, Ferguson says he's been the target of drive-by racial epithets, eggs, and rocks thrown into his backyard. Someone superglued his doorknob, and life-threatening racist phone calls greet him every day in his multi-million-dollar gated community. Ferguson has sued the club with the help of the NAACP. NAACP President Dean Ishman says he asked Nevada Governor Kenny Gwynn to act as a mediator because he's also a member of the club. But Ishman didn't get a response. Some white residents of the exclusive club, including this woman who did not want to be named, are also beginning to question the alleged practices taking place at the Las Vegas residence that's home to some of the city's wealthiest people.
We were asking questions of, you know, we heard it in the news, and I, you know, personally, having people that I love and in my family that are ethnic, I don't want to live in a place like that either.
Housing is just one of the issues being spotlighted in the NAACP's investigation of alleged racism in Las Vegas. Immigration concerns are also boiling over. For NPR News, I'm Kai Plaskin in Las Vegas.